Dr. Julie Galthorp with us this morning. That stat that you gave about 10 minutes ago, average person has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. 80% of those are negative. What the heck is going on? Why are we so negative, Galthorp?
Well, as I said, it came from evolution. It was a protective way for us to fight off things that are frightening and make sure that we survive. But that is what's really important for us today, is to understand that positive thinking doesn't just fall out of the sky for most people. It takes practice. So if you think of a situation and your initial thought about it, it probably is on the negative side, according to this stat. Mm-hmm. So, Sean, let's think of you in your grocery store. You know, you sometimes talk about getting in line there. I don't know if you're getting lottery tickets or what you're doing, but there's a big lineup. And if you say, of course, there's a big line, just my luck, no one cares that I have a lot to do. With this thought, you will feel negative. Your body may tense, and then your mood dives. So if you take this same situation, but instead you challenge that negative thought when it first comes up, first by noticing it, and then you switch the thought to say, yes, there's a lineup, but maybe I'll take this opportunity to breathe since I'm stopped here anyway, let my thoughts calm, or given that it's you might even have a little chat with the person next to you who is waiting. When you do that, you feel better, your body will relax, and your mood will lift.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, it was there yesterday, actually, at one of the stores in town, and I had 19 items, and I saw the lineup was huge. So I took back the bottle of ketchup, the rice and pickles, so I had 16 only, and I could go in the quick line because I was too impatient to wait 10 people in. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I see you're a super rule follower. You didn't, like, try to sneak in the two extra items. But, yes. So what you did there is you did focus on what was within your control. But, yes, impatience can get us into a negative mindset as well. What we're doing is we're trying to change cognition, which then change our behaviors and how we feel.
I think Sky had a question for you this morning.
No, I just want to make a comment. I found what was really helpful, because I struggle through the winter, and recently I went skiing at the Battawa Ski Hill, and I found it really helpful because it gave me something to look forward to during the work weeks, and it was just exciting, and it was just what I needed. So
that's a good point. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect, because what Sky has said there is that she found something that she enjoyed, even though it's winter and it was a bit grayer. So finding something that you like, getting outdoors, which is very important if you're having low winter mood. But on the other side of that, if you enjoy reading a book, get a new book. If you like crafts, try something new. Find what you like and then give yourself permission to take the time to do it. Also, you need to focus on connection. So I get when you're feeling low, it takes a lot of energy to contact someone to get together or even make a phone call. However, if you're feeling the winter blues, this is also an effective way to boost that mood and get connected with others.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks so much this morning. Anything else you want to get in, Julie?
Well, what I would say to you is that don't just wait for spring in order to feel better. You know, yeah. I get it. I'm a summer person. I love the hot sun. However, the reality of winter in Canada is that it's cold. But if we stay stuck in, oh, I wish it was different, or I'd be happier in the summer, we're also making a choice to focus on what's outside of our control and effectively be unhappy for months. But if you focus on your response to the situation, kind of like Sean, you did in the grocery store, take in the days that are sunny, get out in the milder weather, and maybe enjoy things in your home or in the environment that you don't have time for in the summer because you're doing other things.
All right. Thanks for this morning. Dr. Julie Galthorp reporting on looking at things in a positive way. Always look on the bright side of life.
That's right, even when it's hard.
Are you, quick question for you, are you into Wordle?
Oh, my.
I'm not, Sean. I'm not. But I saw on the news, on that television news as well, that a lot of people are. And I've heard that you are a strong competitor in Wordle.
I love Wordle.
He loves it.
Yeah.
So do you get more challenging words as you go along, or is it like, can you get points just with like small words?
No, you have to have, the word is five letters.
That's it?
Always five letters.
Always five letters.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it. It sounds like you've got that going with your whole family, and it's there you go. There's a connection activity for those who can't come up with something.
Exactly. It's positive. Thank you, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, this morning here on the Mix.